Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 56 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. The sun is shining. The leaves are on the... I think I've told you that the leaves are on the trees in an earlier episode. I don't know. I'm just still excited about that, you know? After all of those months of the harsh, cold winter up here in Indiana. And I know some of you are further north in Indiana and you might go, yeah, but our winter. And I know you'd probably be right, but I'm just still super, super pumped about this. But today I wanted to talk to you about something that I was reminded about, something I blogged about a little while back that I thought was still really brilliant. Not because I blogged about it, but because I got it from somebody else who I think is brilliant. So this blog post was kind of a recap of some things that I've learned from Don Wetrick. Don has this amazing class called the Innovation Class at a high school here in Indiana, fellow Indiana guy. And what they do in that class is it's called Innovation and Open Source Learning. And basically what Don's students do is they take on these projects, these, you know, passion projects, so to speak. If you've heard of Genius Hour or 20% time, where students spend 20% of their time in class pursuing something that they're passionate about, Don's innovation class is basically 20% time, 100% of the time. You know, it's like Genius Hour all hour long every day, which is pretty cool. However, he understands that that model doesn't fit every single class every, you know, all day long. And so he's got some suggestions on how we can get closer to that, you know, self-directed, passion-driven model in a regular classroom. And he talks about the 50-30-20 model. And I thought that this was really interesting and definitely thought-provoking. So I wanted to share it with you because it came right out of that blog post that I did a while back. So here's what the 50-30-20 model is that Don suggests. He says, what if you spend 50% of your time working toward the standards in your class, you know, working towards that content and that curriculum that you've got to get to? And all of a sudden, I already know some of you are going, 50%? What? Just bear with me for a second. Just keep your mind open and just think about it, okay? So 50% working towards your specifically towards your content, your standards. Spend 30% of your time working on project-based learning. And then the remaining 20% goes toward passion projects, which are kind of like that Genius Hour 20% time. And so you look at this a lot of times and you think, how in the world am I going to spend 50% of my time teaching toward the curriculum? But here's the thing, is that all 100% of that time is still going to be going toward your curriculum. It's just, it's going to be in different ways. And, you know, so often we get into this mindset that we've got to spend all of this time, you know, teaching explicitly toward the standards. And so we'll spend 100% of our time doing that. And if you think back to your own time as a student, think of how much of that stuff is memorable. How much of that stuff has still stuck with you or stuck with you more than a couple of days afterwards? But those passion-based projects that you do in 20% of your time, or that project-based learning that you do with 30% of your time, you know, the projects are the things that kids are creating with their own two hands. And the passion-based ones are the ones that reflect who they really are. And so when those tie into our curriculum, all of a sudden, now kids are making connections, real personal, emotional connections to our stuff, instead of just, here's another assignment that you need to do, so go do it. So even if you don't hit the 50-30-20 model, so to speak, maybe this is something worth thinking about. You know, maybe let this kind of simmer on the back burner over the summer. Is what if we moved a little more towards that, if you're not already, toward that project-based 30% of the time and that passion-based 20% of the time? And what we might find here is that if we put learning in the hands of students and projects, and if we connect learning to their own personal passions, we may come up with a lot more progress than we think if we spend all of that time teaching directly. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.